Blog Talk Radio.
This is 8 Figure Business Coach, episode number 20. Welcome to 8 Figure Business Coach. I'm your host, Victoria Davenport. Building an 8 figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equip women entrepreneurs with what it takes to scale their business towards $1 million. Every week we go over leadership, marketing, strategy, sales, things that are actually going to scale your business towards 8 figures. So let's get started today. Today we're going to actually finish up on building our email list. I always emphasize how important it is to have an email list that is actually one that's working for you. And there is a difference between just having an email list and one that's actually working for you. So I'm going to finish up with 10 key areas to building your email list. And we had part 1, 2, and 3, where if you had 0 and you wanted to go up to 500, then to 1,000, then over and 10 and 20. And I just want to start by saying that there is money in an email list if it is an active email list that's working for you. And what do I mean by an active email list that's working for you? What I mean by an active email list that's working for you is when you email someone that's on your list for an event or when you're trying to do a launch or promote something, you actually get individuals that are converting over to your websites, over to your event. That's what the purpose of an active email list is. And I always tell people to purge their list. If you have a list, the very first thing you want to do, especially going into 2018, there are going to be a lot of changes with FCC talking about what websites are going to be seen and which ones are not. And this may change as early as January of next year. So you want to make sure that you have an active email list so that you have control over your relationship you have with your customers. Not paid, but where you have an actual control. And that's what an email list does. So starting off where we were, we're going on to day 20. And day 20, we're going to talk about actually promote your social media, what we call click to tweet. You can use click to tweet, and this is great for promoting your email list on social media. It actually can promote your email list, letting people know that you're interested in them signing up, and it's called click to tweet. The next thing you really want to make sure you do is you want to join a few Facebook groups. I always say, whatever you're joining, try to start one yourself. So be active on a Facebook group and start a Facebook group and make sure that you're active. Try to participate on a regular basis so that you're with, and one of the great things about having a Facebook group is you're with the clientele that you're hoping to attract. It's an already set audience there for you. So you can't ask for something better than if you are on a Facebook group or start a Facebook group where you have active participants that are on the group. So make sure that not only do you start it or that you participate, but that you're active. For a moment, and I want to talk about what the point of all this is. The point of this is every day you're doing something to grow your email list. And at the end of each year, I suggest that you purge your email list. Do not be afraid to send out emails saying that if you have not been active, we're going to go ahead, and if you do not click on, we're going to drop you from our email list. That's going to do several things. One, it's going to really clean up your list and let you know who's interested and who's not. Because if someone has not done anything, have not clicked onto anything you have, then they may be what I call a dead weight on your email list. And there's nothing wrong with dropping them because your goal is to clean up your email list and really participate with an email list with participants that are interested in actually doing business with you. That is the whole point of an email list. It's not just having thousands of people on it, but actually using it for your benefit and for theirs. Because remember, your goal in business is to give information to your customers or to your prospects because they need it. Sometimes they're not educated in what you can do to solve their problem. And one of the great things about email lists is it does just that. It educates your potential and the people that are actually on your email list to show them what you can do to solve their problem. So we're on day number 22. You can host a social media party. And with that, you can do that on Twitter, Facebook, and offer a gift card or, you know, set a theme. Those are so much fun when you host a social media party. And if you're interested in a lot more information, please reach out to us at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com or give us a call at 1-800-731-9005. We'll be more than happy to go into great detail on how to build an email list. We're also going to have an event on building an email list in March. So give us a call and we'll tell you all about that, and you can visit that on Eventbrite. So hosting a social media party, and you can do that, like I said, on Facebook, Twitter, and offer a $25 gift card, because you're not trying to get someone to join your email list because you're giving them something. But the point of a social media party is having more people that are just like a regular party coming in and being a part of that. And it's so much fun when you do that. On day 23, you want to leave a thoughtful post or blog comment wherever your community is. So let's say if you are with a Facebook group, if you're on a Google Hangout, this is something you want to do as well. Leave a thoughtful message on their blog or we're within their community. And this really helps people when you do that, because it makes them feel that you care and that you're part of. And if you reciprocate, I mean, if you give them out, they will reciprocate. Most people in the social media are very, very thoughtful and caring. So you'd be surprised how many friends you will really genuinely have if you reach out. And that goes for LinkedIn or anything. On day 24, we want to schedule a post for our Facebook and Twitter. And what you want to do is not only schedule the post, you want to offer an opt-in offer by using a link. Links are great. Backlinks are really, really great for being able to do this. Something else you want to do is be more visual. You want to have visual posts that link back to your website. So do an actual post that's like a visual post that links back to your website. This is another great way to build your email list. One of my favorite on day number 25 is creating a wolf pack. And what is a wolf pack? Well, a wolf pack is a group of people that are just getting started like yourself, or if you've gone to a certain level, try to find like-minded people and create a wolf pack. You actually are on their blogs, websites, and it's not as just like someone that you just happen upon, but you form like a group, and each of you go to different communities and you kind of join up, so sort of like the way co-working is now. They may have a great skill, you have a great skill, and you can divide and conquer. So you say, okay, I've got four people in my wolf pack, and we're going to go into finding what's great on Pinterest, what's great on Facebook. And divide and conquer. They do a post, you do a post, and you split it up, and you actually form like an alliance where you actually are grabbing and gathering more like-minded people to creating that wolf pack. That is really, really, really fun. On day 26, you may want to create a contest or a giveaway and do a video. You can do a contest video. And once again, if you need help on what to put in and create your video or how to create a wolf pack, make sure you contact us, and we'd be more than happy to have you actually go through the steps of doing that. Day 26, make sure your offer is within your brand. So what we mean by that is I'm really big on building your brand and having an eight-figure brand. So make sure your brand, whatever you're putting out there, is consistent with your brand. So I like to be very happy and positive. That is what my brand stands for. So anything that I'm going to put out there is going to have a positive tone, it's going to be happy, and it's going to show that we really care about our clients. And hopefully that resonates through anything that we do. So that's what I mean by make sure your offer is within your brand. On day 26, you're going to share your content in your contest on your social media. So you're going to make sure you share whatever your contest was on social media. On day 27, you're actually going to do a book. And you can do a book that is an actual book that is free. And once again, if you want more information on that, because we really have a time restraint that we do our radio show, contact us and we'll tell you where you can go and do an actual book at no cost. But doing a book is going to be a great way, and then putting your book out there. Once you write your book on day 28, You're then on day 29 going to look at what worked best over all of these different procedures. And we went over a lot of steps and procedures for building your email list. And you want to make sure that you do that because some things work best for other people. Some take more time than you're willing to do, like writing a book. Some people don't have time for that. So they're like, no, I'm not interested in writing a book. But you may have liked the social party, having a social party on social media. You may have loved creating the wolf pack so you don't feel like you're alone. So you may go back, write down what 10 worked for you from 1 to 10, 10 to 20, and 20 to 30, and the 1, 2, 3 parts that we had on building an email list. And the last thing I want you to do on day 30 is celebrate. Yay! You actually completed a 30-day challenge on building your email list. I really hope this challenge helped you. The whole goal is to let you recognize how much power there is in your email list. I cannot emphasize that enough. Whenever I am doing an event, whenever I'm doing anything, my email list is the first order of business to gathering the participants that I'm interested in actually following whatever I'm doing. If I'm doing an event or if I'm doing a webinar or any type of event, I love the relationship I've built with my email list. I take it personally, and they feel like they're friends to me. So I'm able to reach out to them, and they're able to reach out to me. So I really hope this episode was informative. I hope it was insightful, and I really hope it was impactful for you. Join us on episode number 21, and I'm going to go over growth strategies for 2018, and those are upcoming growth strategies for 2018. I'm going to go step by step in what's working now. I'm going to actually go to an event on tomorrow, which is Friday, November the 24th, and I'm going to gather all kinds of things that are going to be working now, and I'll make sure I share that with you guys next week. So I want to reach out and say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I really enjoyed being able to broadcast on Thanksgiving Day. Now I'm going to go ahead and enjoy the rest of our day with family and friends. And we also would like for you, we're really excited about social media, so please visit us on Facebook at 8 Figure Business Coach, Twitter at 8 Figure Coach, or leave a comment in the comment section. Please visit us on our website at 8figurebusinesscoach.com and sign up so that you make sure you receive our weekly tips on scaling your business towards $1 million and more. Our whole goal is to scale to sell. So you guys have a fantastic week, much success, a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next week.